Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Mike Shope.
In the price of the car, there are five numbers. Using all five numbers, write down the price of that automobile. Go. 19,000 what? 19, you can use the one twice. You can't do that.
And the Bulldog.
You've used the one twice. Look, right down here. What do you want to write? You want to write 19,000? Write it down.
On WGR.
19,300. Five numbers. You've written 1930. Now, come on. Let's go. You're going to lose your turn if you don't write. 19,000. Now, what, please tell me, do you have here?
Sports Radio 550.
I like that one. Do you have the standings open?
Sure. Yes, I do.
Of course, right?
Yep.
Of course I do. How many, so just in case you want to use the standings to help with this, How many quarterbacks in the league would you say are really good? How many really good quarterbacks are there? Like, let's see how many we can agree on. Like, there's some easy ones.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just drive here to see if I get what I want from this? is Mahomes really good?
Yes.
Is Lamar Jackson really good?
Yes.
Is Russell Wilson really good?
Yes.
Is Aaron Rodgers really good?
Yes.
Are we sure?
Yes. Yeah.
I know he was good Sunday. He was good like 10 years ago. All right. We're saying yes to Aaron Rodgers. That's fine. Is Drew Brees really good right now?
I mean, he's a legend. But right now, no, I think I said yesterday, like, you know, Brady and Tampa losing and Arians saying what he said about Brady was the story. And New Orleans scored, what, 34 points or whatever they scored in the game. And they didn't have any trouble getting their points. I didn't think he looked good throwing the ball, honestly, Breeze. Like, I'd be – if I'm counting on him to – be like peak Breeze, and maybe they're not anymore because they did score 34 points with him looking like this, and I guess, you know, maybe looking that way. I said something about Rivers last year, and what did Rivers throw for 5,000 yards last year? But I'd be worried about Breeze right now. So I don't know that I want to include him with the group of guys you just mentioned.
All right, so it's at least not unanimous on whether Drew Breeze right now is very good. How about Prescott?
I think Prescott's excellent.
Me too. Yeah. Joe, yes?
Yep.
That's five. How about Tom Brady?
No.
Not unanimous.
No.
Canceled. If one person on the gong show hit the gong, they all gonged him. All it took was one person. All it took was Artie Johnson or J.P. Morgan or just one. The other two judges could have loved it. Better than cats. The third person gets up, hits a gong, that's the ball game. So five. We're still at five. Brady's out, Breeze is out. How about Roethlisberger?
Boy, I want to say yes. I still think there's a lot of good in there. And it took him, he had a weird night. Like if you stayed with that game, you saw him sort of get it together. And, you know, maybe you can forgive him for being sloppy to start because he hadn't played in, you know, almost a year. I think there's still he's I don't see him having trouble throwing the ball the way I've seen some of these other guys that we've just mentioned. Like, I think, and he's coming back from serious elbow surgery, but I thought he looked, his ball looked fine to me.
All right.
Eventually.
We're getting a little bit more technical than I want for the point I want to try to make, but okay. So maybe we've got 6 to 8 guys. Let's try some more that, like, how good are these guys? How good is Garoppolo?
No.
Not really good.
Not really good. Is he?
We talked about it yesterday. We don't even know if he's better than his backup.
Is he bottom half of the league?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, he's bottom half. He might not be bottom third, but okay. Yeah, bottom half for me.
Okay. Watson, by the way, I should have mentioned him earlier, right?
Yeah.
Watson's good.
He's in the top group. Yeah.
He's one of the good ones.
Uh-huh.
Did you say Kyler Murray?
Nope. Too early.
I might
too early
there though.
I'll hit the gong. Too early. Like, he hasn't done enough yet, and if Breeze doesn't count because he might be too old, then Kyler Murray doesn't count because he might be too young.
Yeah, he might be excellent, and I'd be excited about him if he were my quarterback, but I don't think I'm home yet, no.
Matt Ryan.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, this isn't I'm stumbling a little now. So you've got, I don't know, 8 we're up to, I think, that we all think are good. And then Garoppolo made the Super Bowl. Maybe he's not that good. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl.
No.
Get out of here. Carson Wentz.
That's on the ropes, isn't it?
Yep.
No, not me.
Jared Goff.
I think that's...
Nope.
Sorry, Bulldog. You had more on Wentz?
No, it's okay. It's really Goff. I mean, Goff feels like you're going to change your mind about him every week. I think Goff is pretty good. I don't think he's great, but I think he's pretty good.
Minshew, come on!
Yeah.
I just want to mention. I think Minshew deserves consideration. He deserves consideration.
I am flipping you off with both hands.
Here we go.
Gardner Minshew.
No, I guess you're not kidding.
Get out of here.
Why?
19 for 20.
What has he done to you? What is the problem here? Why can't you consider Minshew good?
Because I don't think he is.
Well, like, based on what?
All of it. Not just 19 for 20, but, like, his career so far, I don't think... I mean, the team he's on is treating him like a placeholder.
I know, but they're always wrong.
Okay, well.
Aren't they?
I don't know.
Jacksonville.
Maybe,
it's
yeah.
kind of a compliment to him that they don't want to invest.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think he will be a backup within a year, and that'll be it.
Last year, 12 starts, 3,200 yards, 21 touchdowns, 6 picks.
344 running, too. He runs a little.
Like, that's good. That's flat out good.
I don't think he's backup level. I wouldn't be surprised if he is a backup, but I'd put him with, at the least, like, Garoppolo and Derek Carr. And, like, I don't think it's a stretch to think he's at least that good. Like, he's bottom
okay.
half, maybe.
I don't think I
not.
Want any of those guys to be my quarterback. So, all right. I don't mind lumping him in with a bunch of guys who I don't want to have play for me.
Him,
so,
though,
fine.
I would argue with him, though, that he, like, Kyler Murray's too young to decide if he's really good. Why isn't Minshew? It doesn't have to be exactly the same because of their draft status, but there should be some element of that for Minshew for me.
It's the same, yeah. I wouldn't. He would need to do what he's doing for a whole nother season for me to believe he's really good.
That's fair.
And Allen is in here somewhere. I mean, maybe not for Bulldog with next to Minshew. That would be, you know, I don't want to put words in your mouth. I don't want to offend you, though, by putting Allen next to Minshew.
Offend away. It might be fun.
Allen, conservatively, Allen is among the dozen maybe or more quarterbacks where you would discuss it. Like, you don't. On the Gong Show, somebody's like, get out of here.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, he's not made yet at all.
So, I mean, conservatively, we're somebody saying no. Okay, so I think about, so Foles won one, and Bortles almost won one. Bortles was like a play away from facing Foles in a Super Bowl. That's how close
he was.
That's
basically right. Yeah, I think that's right.
He's out of the league. He's not even a backup right now, Bortles. He's young. He's not even on a team. Goff goes to the Super Bowl. And who knows? Cam Newton wins an MVP, goes to a Super Bowl. The league goes, only for the minimum. Garoppolo is next. Here's Garoppolo. And they go to the Super Bowl, and they almost win. And this season starts, and like, oh, my God, look at this guy. He's running around backwards three times. I just wonder, like, where are we at quarterback? We're talking to Eric Eager. So many bright points in that discussion about how, like, the bottom line, at least in one part of that conversation, is if you, and we've been saying things like this for many years, if you don't have talent, there are ways to shrink the gap between your team that has less talent and the other team that has more. There are things you can do. There's strategy you can use to sort of close that gap and help you win games. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder if what you're seeing in the NFL now is some part that, not taking precedence, I don't really want to say that, over the quarterback play, but mm-hmm. it's got real value in the league right now.
I think that's 100% correct.
Yeah, and you know, for all the years of you got to have the guy or else shut up. You got to have Brady right. or Rodgers or Manning. Like, isn't it just way different than that right now? At the same time, you have Kansas City, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, you're always going to have. However the league is ever-changing and evolving, you're always going to have – excuse me, I'm sorry.
Fred weighing in.
Raising a ruckus. I think you're always going to have, like, the guys that are the best, right? Like, Mahomes is so crazy, super talented, and so, like – you know, he and a few others, well, there's always going to be the best guy. But I think what has happened now, and I think we just demonstrated it, I think, by just, you know, we didn't get through the whole thing and tier the whole league, all right? But I think there are more guys who are capable of having really good days and maybe even good seasons because of the coaching they're getting than ever before. I think that's what's happening. I think maybe it's becoming easier to play the position in the NFL than it's ever been because of so many college and even high school concepts that are coming in. You've got younger coaches coming in that are more familiar with that stuff, and they might be asking the question that, you know, we were asking, you know, on this show 10 years ago or more. Well, if the spread is what everybody's playing in Texas high school, why isn't the NFL playing the spread? If Oklahoma's playing the spread, why isn't Dallas? And you're getting more and more of that. So, like, the NFL, I think, has, rather than keep this sort of, I mean, there's a lot of ways to put this, but I think they looked down at the other tiers of football below them as not being as sophisticated. So you've got to know how to do this and this and this if you're going to play in our league. And I think what they've figured out is we're better off if we open this up to more athletes and more people who can do the job, you know, in high school and college, and not eliminate them because they're 6 feet tall or they run or they played for I want the right name here. I guess Kingsbury would be an example, but he's in the NFL now. But that plays into exactly Leech. What I'm talking about. Like, that, I think, is happening in the league. So, and it's a little bit of why I would, like, I don't think Minshew's that talented, ultimately. And I want someone who's got talent and then can also be afforded these opportunities with the coaching to make it happen.
But what percent of your judgment on Minshew's talent is based on when he was drafted? Or even where he went to school. Like, didn't he play for Leach? Like, Leach is my name for your Kingsbury point, maybe.
Okay.
Isn't that close? Like, what's his reputation?
Right. His guys are going to put up a lot of points, but it's all scheme, and you're not that good.
Yeah, that, like, it's smoke and mirrors or something.
Right, sure. And once you get to the NFL, you're going to get found out. And I'm sure it's baked in to this Minshew problem that I have. His draft status, his size, maybe even the mustache. I don't know. But
his name?
I'm just not – I kind of like his name.
I like his name, but it's not, it doesn't exactly scream
Well,
all also, pro.
I just also, watch him. I watch him play, and I just don't think that guy looks great. I mean, he makes good plays, but I just don't think he's going to last.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is all. Like, I just don't think he's going to last. And there is probably some remnant of, like, did you like my whole speech about the evolution and all that stuff? There are still biases that I'm carrying around from 40 years prior to this, or 45 years of watching football, and I'm probably penalizing Minshew for some of that. But I'm not that impressed when I see him throw the ball. I just don't think he's that good.
His name, by the way, is almost not even correct, because his name is Gardner Minshew II, and his father's name is Flint.
That's his middle name.
That's his middle name? Okay.
Gardner Flint Minshew II.
I don't still think you get claim over the second.
What?
He says he's the second.
Oh, right. Well,
but
it's not exactly
Gardner.
It's not exactly Joe Montana.
Sure.
No, sure.
You meet a guy named Joe Montana, you're like, look out. What is this guy great at? Because it's definitely something. His name is Joe Montana. It doesn't even sound real. I have a friend named Pete Montana. And maybe this is partly because of Joe Montana. But as soon as I met Pete Montana, I'm like, what is this guy great at? Is it everything? Is it a lot of things? Is it even just one thing? He's going to be great at something. He's going to be elite in some. And it turned out it was actually correct. But his name is Montana. Like, it just sort of, it sounds like a movie name. Gardner Gardner Minshew is not, you know, is not somebody who's like, oh boy, we got to draft that guy.
No, that's right. He sounds like, you know, like Montana sounds like a movie name. If Minshew were a movie name, Gardner Minshew, he'd be like the geeky friend.
Yeah.
It's just not. He's Gardner. He's not the lead role.
Right. Well, you know, to the real point, the five quarterbacks picked in Allen's class in the first round. I mean, not to take credit away from Allen or Lamar Jackson, the guys who've really done the best of the five. And, you know, there's gaps still between one and two. But, I mean, I think you can kind of make a blanket statement about the five guys and situation. And to me, it is totally realistic, conceivable, to think any of them somewhere else changes everything.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think you drop Lamar Jackson and all of his talent in New York with the Jets. He might be running around and looking like just like he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah. And then maybe replaced by now.
Right. It's very possible that that's what would be going on. And instead, you know, he landed in a place that realized relatively quickly, I'd say, like, you know what? He is really dynamite. We should really tailor everything we're doing around his talent. And it takes a lack of ego and an abundance of intelligence to figure that out. And not everyone will figure it out, and I would be willing to bet that, you know, well, it would have been Todd Bowles first and then Adam Gase. I would bet that they wouldn't have figured it out. But I could be wrong. I mean, who knows?
The Browns, for me, are even a better team, even a better tool for this argument, too.
Sure.
And I don't know what happens there. I mean, they're on Thursday night. I love that they're on Thursday night. And they're playing the Bengals. Like, that's perfect. It's not somebody that's, like, too good. You know what, Browns? For all the hype you get, I mean, I don't know. Is it that much? But for all the love the Browns get, a lot of it, mm-hmm. I've done my share, believe me.
Sure, yeah.
Can you just not be terrible? Can you play Cincinnati on Thursday night and not be terrible? Can that happen? You've got the first overall pick who won a Heisman Trophy. You've got Odell Beckham. Nick Chubb wasn't enough for you, so you add Kareem Hunt, who had won a rushing title. Landry catches, what, his 90 balls or whatever every single year. Can you just not be terrible? All those high picks on defense? Coach after coach after. Can you just play Cincinnati and just be like, they're the last place team in the NFL last year. We're the Browns. We're at home. We have all this. You stink. Can we just have, can that just happen?
I hope not.
I mean, don't you? I know. I don't even know if I wanted to.
I like watching it burn. You know, like it's burning right now, and it'll just burn hotter and hotter, and I'm all for that.
I love that they're on Thursday, so we can see that. And you're like, yeah, Joe is here as a fantasy guy who wants to maybe see if he can flip Beckham for something. And like, there's time pressure. It's week two, and there's already time pressure. Like the game is the night after tomorrow. And, you know, when you better get going on this trade because they play in 2 days. You better get going.
Right, if he's terrible again, he catches two passes.
Then you can't give him away. Time.
Right.
Against the Bengals, if he goes 10 targets, 3 catches against the Bengals, Joe.
No, just have to cut him.
I mean, it gets bad. It gets bad quick. There is a lot of pressure on them. Anyway, 803-0550 to comment on any of this. I mean, really, like, you take all the way up to Lamar Jackson, all the way down to Josh Rosen. Is it not conceivable you just sort of draw lines between players and teams differently, and it's just all different? And, you know, just I know we're late, but this is often said about Allen. This is not a new point. A lot of people, us, Sal, like, a lot of people, I think this is the consensus on Allen and his success so far here, is that it's not to say he doesn't deserve the credit for it, because it is him playing, but it's like he has benefited from such a stable, focused operation around him, and that is really just a great job by the Bills to do that. And the other guys were Darnold, holy cow, good luck. So anyway, you could certainly say, no, it's all about the player. I mean, some people would say that. Maybe you would say that, but I just do not agree. 803-0550, the update next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Folks, Bulldog here for Excelsior Orthopedics Express. We're just about the finish line of summer, but we've still got some nice weather, so still plenty of time for outdoor activities if that's what you're into. And heck, with it cooling down a little bit, maybe you're tacking a little extra mileage onto your hikes or your bicycle rides or your jogging, whatever it is you like to do outdoors. Just keep in mind, while you're adding on those extra miles, you or a family member, whoever's participating, could find yourself with a sprain, strain, or break. And if you do, well, you want to get the right care right away. And that's where Excelsior Orthopedics Express comes in. Excelsior Express is urgent care, but only for injuries to your muscles, bones, or joints. Excelsior Orthopedics Express makes it quick and easy to get all the care you need, all under one roof. Go in, see a specialist right away, walk out with everything you need, imaging, casting, splints, you name it. We've been through this a couple of different times with the giant goalie son, late night practice, dinged in the shoulder, collarbone, what is that? Go to Excelsior Orthopedics Express in the morning and get everything settled right away without having to run around. You think of it as really one-stop shopping for the best orthopedic injury care, and there's evening and weekend hours too. Visit Excelsior Express in Amherst, Orchard Park, East Amherst, and Niagara Falls. Please call ahead, 250-9999, or go to ExcelsiorOrtho.com for Excelsior Orthopedics Express.
Well, that's probably the key component, familiarity with the Jets, who we just played, who we finished the season with a year ago. So we had some familiarity with some of their personnel, but more importantly, their coaching staff and how they operate. The difference here with Miami, they have a new offensive coordinator now. Personnel is similar, so that helps us from a game plan standpoint, but trying to figure out what their new offensive coordinator might or might not do would probably be the curveball, but familiarity with their personnel helps us a lot.
Leslie Frazier, Bills and Dolphins Sunday in Miami. Did you know that this year every team in the league in its first two games has one at home and one away? Lots of years are not like that. So,
was that in any way because of the potential for the season to be delayed as it started?
I think so.
Push two games out of the schedule and that everyone would lose this, only one home game?
I don't think it's a coincidence. There was something about how they could move these two games if need be. So it isn't a coincidence, I'm sure. But every team that was at home in week one is away in week two and vice versa.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think this is an interesting game because I think the Bills will have a different different game plan for the defense they're facing. The Jets were ripe for what the Bills did passing-wise. They got their yards. You saw it happen. And a lot of Allen runs. You have two things here that are different with this game, I think, just on the surface. One is you wouldn't want to attack Miami the same way. You might think that running is a better, just simply speaking, a better path. And then also you have the Allen piece, how Allen – I don't know. Maybe the Bills would deny this. Maybe they'd even be right in denying it. I don't know for sure that it happened, but it just felt like, it looked like, that when Allen fumbled the second time in the Jet game, that was it. And he did not run the ball again, even on a broken play, even on a scramble. Like, there were no more rushes from him in the game. And that, I think, you know, I'm not criticizing that. That's the score, probably. Yeah. You know,
if they did that, they did it one play late, you know, and you know, because what have I been saying here for 2 days? Like 21-0, I don't need him getting hit in the ribs at 21-0 on a running play. You know, I'm still going to pass the ball, and that can happen there too. But I don't need to put him out there where linebackers are getting shots at him or whatever. So, you know, I would expect that if they did sort of, you know, curtail that with intent, that it'll be right back to business as usual at 0-0 when you go play Miami in week two. And what's interesting is he's had maybe prior to this past Sunday against the New York Jets, I think his best days have come against the Dolphins, either here or there. Like, I think he's had good, you know, good numbers against Miami. And some of that is rushing too. So I think, you know, any idea, like, if we get a couple of people who called us that were like this yesterday, maybe it was just that one guy, Al, I think I remember that was his name, who was like, you know, I agree with you. He's running way too much. It's reckless or whatever. Like, I didn't say any of that. I said 21-0, you know, take your foot off the gas as far as him running. But without him running, I don't know that I even want him playing. He's got to run right now to make it work. It's a part of his effectiveness. So I would expect to get a regular dose of that against the Dolphins on Sunday.
803-0550, the number. We'll have our week's worth of coverage for you. Sal Capaccio will be back on the show tomorrow. John Clayton on Thursday. Roundtable on Friday with Sal. Picks as well. Let's take a look at the picks. 4-1 for me. 2-3 for you. Not the start you're accustomed to. Not the kind of start at this point you'd expect or settle for. And so I know, as your opponent, watch out, because you will be motivated this week. You will put a little bit more time in the preparation and be better. And, you know, and we'll see if you actually are. Just like sports itself.
This is where it would be helpful if I wasn't a psycho about deleting stuff in my phone. Because I did have all of the picks from last year in a note in my phone.
Like, the whole season?
The whole season, each week, what the record was. And I would be able to tell you for sure whether I got off to a good start. I don't think I did last year. I think I got really hot in December. And that's when this thing went, you know, when I really picked up steam. I could be remembering it wrong, too. But anyway, you got the better of me. I am assuming it's a person. The Twitter account that keeps track for us, both gave us credit for the Kansas City game. We never really picked it. You just jokingly,
what
I think,
mean?
On Friday said, did you have Chiefs minus -9? And I said, yeah. And you said, so did I. And that account is tweeting with us both getting Kansas City right on Thursday night. And I don't think we actually picked it.
Great. Well, okay.
Just so you know, like, you're 5-1, I'm 2-4 in the account that's keeping track for us, if you care.
But no, weren't you 2-3?
Yeah, I was.
So you would have gotten, you would be 3-3 if you added a win to that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right.
I'm keeping track. No one else has to do it.
Okay. Well,
you're keeping track, at least of your own, in your phone for the whole season, which
right.
is amazing. Like, I am not able to be organized like that, or just I'm not organized like that. I'm also in this picks contest at radio.com, and so there are, I don't know, 25 to 30 of us hosts from around the country who are participating in this. This is not with the point spread. And look who won week one, Andrew, of the hosts. Andrew was the winner.
I hang on a second here. How does a host who works with you, who was 20 games over 500 last year, picking with the spread, not get invited to be a part of this?
Not a question for me. I don't know.
Man.
It's a reasonable question.
What we've got here is a nose that's out of joint. Mine.
Well, you're more known for your work against the spread. So they wanted me because this is easier.
Good job.
They wanted to have me, you know. we'll get the other guy because it's easier for him.
So Andrew had the best record through week one?
12 wins. I had 11. He had Jacksonville. I haven't talked to him about this, but, you know, that's nice. I mean, I think we know Andrew well enough. We know that no one knows who will win these games. And what I want to do in my picks is just try to find what are the ones where the point spread is the smallest, but the percentage picking that underdog is the lowest. You know, if a team is a 2-point underdog and only like 20% of the people are picking them, I want them. That did not work out for me last week. Atlanta was one of those teams, and they lost. But that's my strategy. So, you know, you can play in the Bulldog. I don't know if Bulldog can, and he doesn't want to now.
I'm just assuming I can't.
He doesn't want to now, but you can sign up today, radio.com/picks. Pick the winner of each games. There are weekly prizes, and then there is the grand prize. $10,000 is available to somebody at the end of the season. The Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Rules for this nationwide contest available at radio.com/picks. Again, no point spread. No, it's not DFS, no lineups. You don't have to drive to Pennsylvania. You can just go on and do it for free.
You know what seems entirely possible right now to me as you're just reading that sponsor is that we all got emailed about whether we wanted to do that, and I probably just deleted it and didn't respond.
Maybe. That is, I don't know. I had nothing to do with whether you were included.
So for all my outrage about not being included, I'm thinking I probably just, I don't want to do that.
Maybe.
Because I don't ever want to do anything. I'm such a jerk.
Well, you do like, you know, your solitude.
Yeah. I suppose that's right.
radio.com/picks. It's free and it's fun, and you can win money.
I didn't know you weren't.
I wasn't, but I thought it. But I'd go back to it.
Didn't mean to interrupt you.
We will take a break. 803-0550 to comment. Josh Allen's running. The Bills win. The Patriots with Cam Newton. So much going on in the league. Fantasy stuff too. Have that. I'll check that poll. Whether it is good or bad, fine or bad. When someone sends you what you think is an awful trade offer to post it to the rest of the league. Let's see what the people say. That'll be after this. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
All right, tee shot for Mickelson. This better be a four-wood. Doesn't like this
one. Going way left, way, way left. Oh, what a bounce out into the rough to the right. But I don't think that'll leave him much.
Off of the hospitality tent.
I'll tell you what, right now Ben Hogan is officially rolled over in his grave.
One of the two top references in sports history to the hospitality tent. Phil Mickelson's drive on the 72nd hole at Winged Foot in the 2006 U.S. Open and a certain E.J. Manuel pass at St. John Fisher. Right, Bulldog? That's got to be the top two. Is he there?
Maybe not.
Well, for now, I'm saying that's the top two. The U.S. Open is this week. Kind of cool earlier how you said, if you're still there, how you said how the NHL playoffs were on last night, but you watched the NFL, and I did too. And this is, you know, NBA playoffs. There's Game 7 in the Western Conference tonight. The hockey games are big games, conference finals. And against football games, you don't have to choose this normally. I mean, even when it's hockey in the fall, it's regular season games. NBA, regular season games. But this is the playoffs, of course. So you have to make a choice that you've never had to make before as a sports fan. Which do you watch? Easily the NFL for me. There's not an NFL game on TV that I miss. If I have a chance to watch it, I'll be watching it. You name any two teams, and I'll watch the whole thing. Now, you know, for the most part. Last night, it got too late for me. I hear that Jeudy was good for Denver. I only saw stats, and he didn't have great stats, but a friend of mine told me, and I heard on another show, that both of these people, my friend and the host, thought Jeudy was impressive for Denver. Did you stay up for the Denver game?
No, I was... I don't think I even got to halftime.
I didn't.
But I saw it. Yeah, maybe the halftime. I don't even know. There was just not a lot going on in that game.
Right.
That kept me interested. But yeah, you're right. There was a Jeudy is going to be a star vibe this morning, I think. He had one long catch, I think.
4 for 50 in that territory.
One of them was like a 45-yarder, I think.
Noah Fant got Joe knocked out of the guillotine league week one. Week one.
Brutal. 15.
And he hadn't paid yet. So he pays me today.
Oh, that's tough.
He pays me today, and like, wow, $75 for 1 week. Like, yeah, they didn't even rub your feet. I mean, that's terrible.
75 for one lousy Christian Kirk catch.
Christian Kirk, 1 for 0.
Brutal. Cost me.
Are you out on him?
Am I out on him?
Very interesting team, one of many, in week one. It was all Hopkins. Nobody else. Well, Murray. But
not even the running backs.
Right? Not even the running backs. Drake was shut out until Hopkins got tackled at the one, and Drake had a walk-in touchdown in the next play. But he didn't do anything.
I'll give him a break in the other couple leagues I have him because it was San Francisco, and it's the new toy. It's DeAndre Hopkins. He had 100-plus targets last year, so I can't believe he goes away completely.
Kirk?
Yeah, Kirk. But there's a lot of mouths to feed there, so it's not going great.
Hopkins, like, fantasy people were very down on Hopkins overall for where you had to pick him because, you know, I fell in line, like, no matter how good you are, receiver on a new team, and especially the first game, and especially that opponent, and what did he do?
Right, just went off.
14 catches on 15 targets, maybe? Insane.
Yes.
Huge yards. Bills had two guys up there in targets with Diggs and Brown. Might have been 9 for Diggs and 10 for Brown, maybe?
I think that's right, yeah.
Really nice.
Yeah. They looked like a... It was real tomato ketchup, Eddie. I mean, they looked like, you know, we'll see week to week, but they checked a lot of boxes, I think, on Sunday.
We will have to take another break here, but then I'll get you the poll results. Just, you know, like a fantasy, is this bad? Is something that happens in fantasy bad form? Get you the update on that. Here for your calls, too. What we haven't had today, yesterday we had a lot of calls. And, you know, you and I have a lot of experience with this. You know what does it? What's the thing that does it? It's when somebody calls and says something that people listening disagree with.
Or one of us say that. Yeah, right. But
yeah, we might disagree with it too, but
right.
That really can get it going. I'm not sure we'll have that happen today. There's only an hour left.
Yeah.
803-0550 is the number. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. The update is next on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.